Life Audio.
Welcome to Truth Tribe, where we attempt to find what matters most through reason and evidence. I'm your host, Doug Roheis, and today I'd like to talk about 1 John chapter 4, 1 through 6. And our title is Test the Spirits and Overcome the World Through Jesus Christ. I've done a lot of writing over the years on various religions, new religious movements, cults, and so on. And the issue of discernment, discerning the true from the false, the right from the wrong, the good from the evil, is so significant. So I'd like to read 1 John 4, 1 through 6, and then teach about it.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. We need reliable tests in matters of spirituality, theology, and doctrine. And I will go on to explain the test we're given by the Apostle John. But let's review a little bit about what 1 John is about. John kindly assures his readers of their relationship to Christ and how to maintain it. He often writes, "Dear friends or little children," representing the heart of God for them. He gives objective tests that true believers can apply. For example, in 1 John 2:4, he says, "Whoever says, 'I know him,' but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person." John also warns his readers about falsehood that might deceive them and hurt their relationship with God and others, as we shall see. John often puts things in either-or terms. For example, 1 John 1:8, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us." There's a categorical statement. The test is in either-or terms about what matters most, truth about God and our salvation. Before we look at this text in some detail, let's consider that we need reliable tests to find truth. So we test for things like your IQ, or what is your GRE or LSAT. So we at least try to find a reliable standard by which to test abilities. Our society tries to measure and test everything, even when we fail. But to measure something correctly, we need to test against a reliable standard to find what is true or false, good or bad. Proverbs 11:1 says, "The Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favor with him." So we need accurate ways of testing religious truth claims. We must measure these truth claims and religious maturity by, as John puts it, testing the spirits, we need a biblical standard for right judgment. Some people believe that in the realm of spirituality, it is all subjective and relative, but this is not true. Just as we need accuracy in medical tests or in academic tests, we need accuracy in testing doctrine as well. This is because there are counterfeits, imposters, frauds, deceivers. In 2 Corinthians 11, 13-15, Paul says this about false apostles. For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Jesus warned of false teachers in Matthew 7, 15, and 16. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Fruit there means by their conduct and by their teaching. There are also false angels preaching false gospels. In Galatians 1, verse 8, Paul says that even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preached to you, let him be under God's curse. Likewise, there are false doctrines. 1 Timothy 4:1, the Apostle Paul says, the Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Thus, we must test the spirits. Let's go back to 1 John 4:1. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. The apostle is saying, don't be naive or gullible. Don't be a sucker when it comes to spiritual matters. You must test, evaluate, assess, because of the counterfeits. Think of counterfeit money, or people who hack into computer systems, claiming to be people they aren't. Think of the scammers. I received an email a few years ago, supposedly by a relative, asking for my sign-in information for Amazon. I thought, this sounds strange. So I contacted my relative, and of course, it was a scam. I tested it, found out it was not Aunt Jane. Many false prophets are out in the world, said John, writing about 90 AD. This is not rare, it's common. So in 1 John 2:18, we read, dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. Antichrists deny the true identity of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So what is the standard? If we need to test, how do we do it? 1 John 4:2 and 3. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. So we test the spirits, we test spiritual teachings, doctrine, theology, by the standard of Jesus Christ himself, who he is and what he taught. The test that John gives is an either-or test resulting in a pass-fail grade. There's no middle ground, no gray zone, no mist, haze, fog, or bog. No grading on a curve. It is a categorical test, a universal test, and a necessary test. We test counterfeit money by knowing the real money. Occasionally, I will receive a $100 bill for a gig, and if I use it, the cashier will always hold it up to the light, looking presumably for a watermark. And so far, the bills have been genuine. So we need to distinguish, to separate the genuine and the authentic from the false and the inauthentic. Let's consider some teachings about Jesus, what John means by Jesus has come in the flesh. He doesn't simply mean Jesus had a physical body. He means biblical Christology. So, five statements. He came as a flesh and blood man who was seen and touched. 1 John 1, 1-3. We're told in 1 John 2, 1 and 2, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. That is, he made propitiation through his suffering and death on the cross. 3, he appeared to destroy the devil's work. 1 John 3:8. 4, Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. 1 John 3:16, thus showing the great love of God on our behalf. 5, John says, 1 John 5:20, he is the true God and eternal life. So, if any teaching, no matter how spiritual or fascinating it may seem, denies this basic Christology, it is not from God. This is a sufficient test to identify the spirit of error. Now, there are other false teachings that we can identify with Scripture, but if you get these tests wrong, everything else is wrong. This is the Christological test. Let me give you 2 test cases applying this principle. First, Islam. The teachings of Islam deny that Jesus is God incarnate. Islam teaches Jesus was a prophet and a miracle worker, but he is not the Word who became flesh, as John teaches in John chapter 1. Islam also denies that Jesus died on the cross to atone for our sins. 2, New Age teaching. Those involved in the New Age deny that Jesus is the one and only incarnation. They rather claim that he is one of many gurus, masters, swamis, yogis, mystics. But he is not the way, the truth, and the life, as John 14:6 teaches. I wrote 2 books years ago that address this. Revealing the New Age Jesus came out in 1990, and Jesus in an Age of Controversy came out in 1996. Jesus Christ is the ultimate issue for spiritual discernment, because this concerns finding eternal life through him or missing eternal life. So as we engage in discernment based on the identity of Jesus Christ as opposed to counterfeits, let me give you 3 tips from someone who has been engaged in these sorts of discernment activities now for over 45 years. Non-Christian groups may use Christian vocabulary, but they do not use the Christian dictionary, meaning the Bible. So New Agers may talk about the Christ, Jesus was the Christ, but they think that other people have attained the consciousness level of the Christ. That's not a biblical use of the idea of Christ, which means uniquely anointed one. Biblically, Jesus is the only Christ who ever was, is, or ever will be. So we need to know our Bible. We need to read, study, and memorize it to spot counterfeits. 2, various non-Christian groups will take texts out of context. We'll take a text out of the proper context and then use that as a pretext for error. Consider the devil tempting Jesus in the wilderness. He tried to deceive them by using Scripture. See Matthew 4 and Luke 4. Of course, Jesus knew the Scripture better than the devil. The devil failed, and Jesus began his public ministry. Again, we need to know our Bible and how to interpret it correctly. 3, if a religious group says it accepts the Bible as a true revelation from God, but also accepts other books as revelations, it will contradict the Bible at key places about Christ and salvation. This is true of the Mormons. This is true of Christian Scientists. This is true of any group that says, oh, we accept the Bible, but we have another supplemental revelation. That supposedly supplemental revelation will end up denying significant teachings in Holy Scripture. How do we overcome error by the Spirit of truth? 1 John 4:4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. This text has meant much to me over my entire Christian life, given the sort of work that I do, given the sort of controversies I'm involved with, and given the challenges of exposing counterfeits. Let's ask 3 questions of 1 John 4:4. overcome in what way? We overcome through the vicarious victory of Jesus Christ on our behalf, Christ crucified and resurrected and ascended. These false spirits, false teachers, have no authority over us. We are free in Christ from their lies. Overcome who? For the second question, those in the world, meaning the fallen cultural, political, and religious systems, and people, false prophets, false apostles, false teachers, demons, angels of light, the devil, the spirit of Antichrist. There's some overlap there, but I think you get my point. It is the living truth of Jesus Christ resident within us and true to objective reality that overcomes the world. How do we overcome? Third, through faith, who is in the Christian. 1 John 4:4-5. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So if we are children of God, we have that light within us. 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Now, it's the object of our faith, of course, that does the overcoming. We lift up the empty hands of faith, receive what Christ has done on our behalf, and we trust in him. It's not the faith itself that has the power, of course, but the object of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. Last section in verses 5 and 6 has to do with speaking truth and listening for truth. 1 John 5 and 6. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. So we make the spiritual test by the power and knowledge within us. Therefore, we can have confidence, because greater is God within us than those in the world. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are part of the body of Christ. And again, we have the ultimate either or, the dichotomy in this statement. You have the truth of Christ or the lies of the spirit of error and its mouthpieces, its megaphones, and its media. Notice here that we're not just talking about ideas. We are, but we're talking about spirits behind false ideas. There are spirits behind false doctrines. Again, 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit, hence means the Holy Spirit, says that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. But the Spirit of God and the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, Hebrews 4:12. So what we need to remember is that we need to know the Scripture, study the Scripture, meditate on the Scripture, memorize the Scripture, and use that to test the spirits, but realize this is more than an intellectual situation. It is that, obviously. But we are in spiritual war. The origin of these false ideas is what John calls the world, the viewpoint of the world. These false assumptions lead to false conclusions about God, Christ, salvation. But Christians have the spirit of truth within us, the risen Jesus Christ. The test about spiritual truthfulness and falsity is not a subjective feeling or whether people seem to be nice or sincere. It is a doctrinal test. Again, 1 John 4:6, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. So if you present the gospel of Jesus Christ to someone and they reject it, it doesn't matter how nice they are, how sincere they are, they have rejected the gospel and they need to be won over to Christ. And of course, we know that Jesus says that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. John 14:17, John 15:26, and John 16:13. We must test the spirits. While some people think that the spiritual world is amorphous and open to endless interpretation, and that any experience we deem beneficial must be good, we must test the spirits by their confession of Christ. We cannot avoid this if we want to live wisely. We need a proper standard to test wisely, and we do that from Scripture and what it teaches about the incarnation. We need the Spirit of truth, of Christ within, for discernment, and we find what is true from Holy Scripture. This is the only way to overcome the spirit of falsehood and escape the snares and lethal lies of the world. Thanks be to God. You've been listening to Truth Tribe with Doug Grotheis. If you'd like more information, you can go to douglasgrotheis.com. Please tell someone else about this podcast if you found it beneficial.
Truth Tribe is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.